Tell Me a Story. It's a show about you. Now here's your host, astrologer Deborah Silverman on Empower Radio.
I'm on Empower Radio. Uh-oh, I'm hearing an echo. That's a funny story. If you hear Deborah twice is enough to bother you. Oh, it's all good. Deborah Silverman on the radio. We're on Empower Radio. And you know what I am? I'm an astrologer. And when you're an astrologer, you talk about stars. And when you talk about stars, you take the big picture. And in the big picture, you realize that we're all celebrating Pig Out Week. Yes, everybody in North America that looks like an American and any resemblance of an American, we're about to kill turkeys. Yes, you heard that straight here on Empower Radio. We're going to kill turkeys. We're going to take potatoes and jump on them. And then we're going to take green beans and sparkle them with some onions on the top. Turkey Day. And this is the reason to give thanks, because when you're an astrologer, what becomes very obvious is that everyone that's on this planet, no matter where, just because it's specific to North America, we're not going to get distracted. But everybody anywhere is here to tell you that your purpose for being on the earth is very specific. And the first in line in the name of any human being would to know how to practice gratefulness. Because if you can simply, someone taught me this years ago as a metaphysical principle, to give thanks for all things, even when things go wrong. Who can do that? Raise your hand. Oh, look, no one's raising their hand. Like when things go wrong, you just want to get so pissed off, or you want to express your emotions, or you want to turn into a non-spiritual being and land in the human condition and do this spilly, messy thing. And then after it's done, the real question is our recovery period. Because everybody has that moment where they're not thankful. And that something's gone wrong, and it truly has gone wrong, quote unquote. The question, however, is how fast do we get back online? And in my work as an astrologer, I have this crazy gift where I can look over at your personality type and tell you, predict where you're going to get it wrong, where you're going to find yourself going, ugh, I can't believe I did that thing again. And it repeats itself. We all have these particular personality traits that repeat themselves. And then as time goes on, and this is the gift of learning about spirituality on Empower Radio, you suddenly get a vote. Like, I don't want to be a victim to my patterns. And as soon as I just had this great conversation last night with someone I totally respect, I'm going to use his name on the radio. He's a famous musician, and his name is Trevor Hall. Trevor Hall is, if you just Google Trevor Hall, he is a young man. Since he was the age of 16, he's now just about 30, that he has been playing music across America, and particularly spiritual music. And he's deeply ritualistic. When you hear his music, you're going to hear a kind of a monotone, creative voice that has repetitive tones to it. And he writes the most beautiful lyrics, but they're very lulling. They're very much like a chant. We talked about this last night. And then, like the rest of us, he bumps into human, and he was saying, why do I do these stupid things? Because he meditates consistently, and he's been to India, and he's lived in an ashram for 7 years. No, it doesn't matter the level of your spiritual practice or how good you are at anything. That matters how quickly you can recover once you've been silly. So here's Thanksgiving, and we get to give thanks for all things. I just talked to my sweet cousin who has no one to have Thanksgiving with, and she's working a part-time job at a very low level, entrance level, what's that called when they pay you just the minimum wage? And it's hardly having her survive, and it's disappointing and discouraging. And yet, because we have such a great connection, I get to say to her, just be thankful, and she doesn't get mad at me. Because the ultimate, you know, Oprah Winfrey introduced this principle that if you had a gratitude list on the side of your bed, and you could get over being spoiled or being a brat or being, you know, grumpy or complaining, and you really paid attention to what you were grateful for, the whole world would change over a minute. Nope, a second. So I'm going to encourage you to look at your life for a minute. Just take a moment. And first, let's complain. Because, you know, I'm all over this spiritual stuff, but it gets to a certain point where I'm like, if I hear one more, it's all perfect and everything is as it should be. And it is what it is. That line makes me want to burp. No, there are things that really piss us off, and there's parts of this life that's really frustrating, and there's parts of your loneliness or your disappointment or your weight or your health or something that's wrong. I forgot to take care of my shoulder. And then what you do is you go, I'm so mad, and that's healthy. And then the recovery from that as quickly as possible is to say, okay, I'm done complaining. I know what's gone wrong. I know my patterns. And now you know what I want to do? I want to be thankful. And as soon as you can turn it around, this really begins the art of spirituality. Because if you're expecting yourself to be perfect, It's on the wrong planet. This is a perfectly imperfect planet. Notice that the planets are all messy when the leaves fall off. Notice that snow gets first white, then it turns dark. Notice that rain becomes a storm. Notice that this feeling of brand new babies turn into grown-up kids, and then they leave. The dog that you once loved is going to die. I hate saying all these miserable things, but there's no way to make this life perfect. There are going to be factors that come into your world where addiction comes to haunt you, or heartbreak, or you can't figure out why you're stuck, or you have this repetitive thought that keeps going on and on like a loop. All of those patterns are built to see if you can recover in the name of gratitude, and on Thanksgiving, if you can eat too much and then you can burp. That was funny. How many of you are going to go tomorrow night? It's so funny. I'm not a turkey eater because I don't know. I find those poor little things gobble, gobble. Like everybody and their cousin is going to go do turkey, and it's kind of mean. I find that those turkeys should be left alone for at least, that's what I do. I'm like the one that says, you know what, turkey, run, run, turkey, run. They're going to get you. Trying to be funny. Did it work? Okay, I'm going to give you a phone number because we've got two callers on the line. And unfortunately, if you're calling in, you're going to get this cancellation thing because we only have two lines. But as soon as this person that I talked to hangs up and you can do your gratitude and then you can be recovering, then you can talk to Deborah Silverman. And the phone number is, are you ready? Grab your cell phone. We all are addicted to that little small thing that sticks inside of our ear and doesn't grab any of your earwax, but it does grab all of your thoughts like a magnet. The phone takes in every thought, every song, every photo. This phone is your right brain's best ally called, I don't know how it works, but it certainly has this mechanism built into it to keep. Like once I lost my phone, I was like, I want my old phone back because I got so attached. What's wrong with me? Phone number, ready? Grab your phone. 248-809-3475. Now, don't call it yet. Just put it in the phone. 248-809-3475. And then when I finish, because we've got Angie and Steve, and they're all patiently waiting because, you know, all I do is talk. Really, Deborah Silverman? It's all you do is talk? Can you think of something else, like going to a comedy show? Did we find a comedy show? We're in Los Angeles. Don't tell anyone. We're in L.A., in Hollywood, and we are sitting with an actress to my left, and she's really funny, a lot funnier than me, and we're trying to find a comedy show. Is anyone in this room? Oh, no. No one's even listening to me. I may as well be talking to myself. There's no success story here. We're going to go finish the radio show and sit around in this room and start to cry. Okay, I know. See, there's an example, but the next thing I'll do is be thankful that I'm in a room. It's not cold out. I've got enough food in my belly to keep me happy. Great pillows, and my favorite people sitting next to me. See, it goes from grumpy. This is what you got to know. Spirituality is overrated. Everyone's like, try and be positive. Don't eat gluten and leave out lactose. And how about a little bit of meditation and then some peace and love? And then when you're at it, you can make sure you're only wearing, you know, what's it called? Free trade clothes. And what about composting? And then we can recycle our garbage. And if we're really cool, we could actually do some yoga poses that we can't say in English, but it's something like Tavasana, or like, what's that last one called where you lie down and you act like you're dead? Shavasana. Like, those are words that now I can say, like namaste. But the truth of all that spiritual schmiritual stuff doesn't really apply when your tails hit the ground and you're suddenly grumpy and you're like, I don't like myself. I'm all alone. And all that spiritual, schmiritual stuff fell out the window. And now Deborah told me to be thankful, but I need to complain. So I'm always saying, first, would you guys complain a little bit? Give it to me. Give it to me. And then after you complain, this is what a good therapist does, by the way. Hey, announcement. Ready? My new website has just gone up today. Because you know what's going on today in the heavens, in case you're not interested? It is a big, fat full moon, even in Hollywood. Can we go outside and see the full moon? There is a large moon in the heavens. What happens during a full moon is the sun is opposite the moon. You are the sun and I am the moon. Now, let's describe it. The sun is in Sagittarius, loud, funny, blunt, joyful, obnoxious. They tell you the truth. Ruff. And then the other planet is the moon, soft, gentle, kind, reflective, dreamtime, internal. So we have an exact opposition between the loud ego and the soft soul, better known as the moon, And they're big and fat right now because the moon is reflecting the sun in the exact position of opposite. So the sun is in Sagittarius. The moon is in Gemini. And if you watch my videos on Deborah Silverman Astrology, my brand new website, you guys, go look. Brand new website. Dun, da, da, da. Yes. Brought to you by Deborah Silverman and Associates. We have conjured up a very interesting website that has for you different little videos, different little indicators to tell you, as I'm trying to tell you, that you are not a mistake. No. You may feel like a mistake, and maybe your parents did tell you you were a mistake. They told me that. But it didn't matter, because from the soul's point of view, you think you got pushed in the bus? No. You chose to come down here. You were given an assignment, and you can resist all you want, but the minute you grab the horn by the tail, it's not right. The minute you grab the bull by the horn, you begin your life. That's right. But it takes Sagittarius honesty to say, you know, I'm grumpy. I'm miserable. I don't really like this planet. People are all stupid. I feel like I'm really not accepted. Nobody loves me. Well, that doesn't really matter, because your soul loves you. Yeah, write that down. My soul loves me. Deborah said my soul loves me, and it's so loved being in a body. Yes. You came running down to incarnate. Dun, 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 dun. You grab the bull by the tail, being funny, and the next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. Now, I'm going to go to the first caller. What I'm going to tell you tonight is you are allowed to complain. Now, don't feel bad. Wouldn't it be great if your therapist said to you, okay, give it to me. See, that's what good therapy is. You walk and you go, and then the person goes, are you feeling bad? And you go, and then the therapist goes, okay, I'm going to give you like 15 minutes of whining, and then we are going to get to the bottom of this and introduce some radical change. The really good therapist, after the third session, if your life is not changed, don't go back. It's my theory. Why do they take so much money? All they do is they sit and rearrange the furniture. They keep on telling you, have you thought about this? You're like, no, I need you to hear me and touch my pain with me and hold it. And it's not easy. I have a client that comes to see me in the first 10 minutes. She sits in silence because she's so emotional. She can't talk. And so I just sit with her. I sit with her and I start to track her. And the next thing you know, she starts to cry. And the next thing you know, she has the dump. It's not a good way to put it, but you know what I mean? She has a dump. She lets go of the pain. And then I begin not to over talk on top of her. Some therapists go on and on and on. You're like me now on the radio. But this isn't real life. Just so you know, you're having a moment outside of real life because it's Thanksgiving. It's the eve of Thanksgiving. And I'm talking to you about complaining. Anybody here want to complain? Nope. I'm going to do it all for you because no, you're not spiritually negative. You're positive. I'll do it for you. Why was it so hard today to find where we're going to land? And we sat in the car and we went in circles. And then they gave us this one place. We got an Airbnb and we found somebody died in there. Is that true? And then went to the next place and it was the wrong place. But it was too, like these are things that are just stupid. And if you don't have an attitude of gratitude, you could start saying, this is really boring. But see, everything comes down to this, you guys. At the end of the day, yes, your life sucked at some point. And yes, somebody abused you. And yes, you're fat. And yes, you have a bad breath. And yes, nobody's home with you. However, the minute you can put a smile on your face and go, she's so right. This is a movie and I'm complaining, which is a good thing. And at some point, I'm going to take an action step. Now, that could be therapy. It could be going for a workout. It could be going on a diet. Hello, the new year's coming. This is the time to say, no more complaining at the expense of action. You can complain if you add to it action step. You know this guy, Andrew Harvey? Oh my God. You guys got to go Google Andrew Harvey. I went to a prophecy weekend. I think I might choke. I went to a prophecy weekend and Andrew Harvey was there. And he was so interesting because the whole weekend it was like one of those spiritual new age things. And they're talking about prophecy and somebody was talking about, you know, doing meditations where you bring in rainbows. And somebody was talking about doing meditations where you allow yourself to see world peace. And he got up and he said, I am so sick of this. He said, I am an activist. And if you don't go out and help the homeless, or you don't go out and take care of your garden, or you don't go out and start eating organic food, you're doing nothing but talking and it's making me bored. And I loved him. He was a Sag. The sun's in Sag. We're allowed to do this today. And he was so ruthless and he started sweating. And when he started talking, he made fun of the whole audience. He was like, I can't stand new age audiences. I was like, uh-oh, we're going to push some buttons. And that is healthy because then he recovered. And why we all love Andrew Harvey is that he was so funny and so rude and so real that
he got away with it. And that's what I'm going to encourage you tonight. You're going to call me on the radio. I'm going to give the number out one more time because you know what? Some of you just checked in. You're like, who is this woman? Deborah Silverman Astrology. Yeah. Google my new website. Deborah, D-E-B-R-A. Mm-hmm. Deborah Silverman Astrology. 248, write it down, 809-3475. Now, we're going to go on to the lines. And then you're going to call in. It's called Tell Me a Story. We're on Empower Radio. My name is Deborah Silverman, and I am going to take the first caller. Yes, Nate. The first caller's name is Angie. And Angie has the most beautiful chart. Angie is 22 years old. I happen to know that because that was a year that a baby fell out of my tummy. Well, it didn't fall. It's kind of like, okay, Angie, are you there?
Yeah.
That was funny. Hi, Angie.
Can you hear me?
You bet I can hear you.
Okay.
You need to be heard. That's what's true. Your chart is, you've got a lot of water. Are you super emotional?
Yeah.
Is it hard for you at times because you feel so much?
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal in your chart. You have to write. Are you a writer?
I dabble a little bit in writing.
Well, I'm going to suggest to you, little 22-year-old Angie, where do you live, Angie?
Pullman, Washington.
Are you crying?
No, I'm talking.
I was just checking because it sounded a little sad for a minute. Is there something, if you could complain about something, Angie, what would you complain about?
My life so far. I mean, not so far, but earlier in my childhood.
That's how it goes. Earlier in your childhood, it was difficult. Is it getting better?
Yeah, but there's difficulties.
Give me a description.
How am I supposed to explain this?
Well, it doesn't take much. Just give me one detail. Were you bullied? Was somebody mean to you?
Family issues.
That's it. That's a simple version. There was family issues that created a lot of tension. It's right here in your chart. So the release of your whole chart, I'm going to give you one short answer, is you've got to be an artist. You've got to write. You've got to be creative. Is there no urge on you, your part to write?
Yeah, but I have other problems.
What's the problems, Angie?
A disorder.
What kind of disorder do you have?
Central auditory processing disorder.
It's called a learning disability, but that has nothing to do with writing. You know what you can do? You can be a creative writer without having to fit into the box. You're extremely creative. Here's the short answer, and then we're going to go to the next caller. Your gift, Angie, in no uncertain terms, is how you see the world. You see it differently than everyone else. But if you get stuck in judging yourself according to everyone else's system, better known as what your education is or how your thought process should work, you're going to get stuck in a loop, and you're going to limit your ability to use your creativity. So I'm going to repeat it again. You need to write. You need to either do creative writing or else get yourself into your gift. If this chart, if this birth time is accurate, is you are a storyteller. And look, it's Daniel's chart. It's the bizarrest thing. You've got my son's chart. You're intuitive, but you, as a Gemini rising with Moon and Aquarius, have an excessive gift of storytelling. Do you relate to that?
Sort of, yeah. It comes and goes.
So the short answer is do not get identified with this learning disability. You've got to step over that and rewrite that story as a gift. Some people that have learning disabilities, especially if they have dyslexia and or whatever the disorder you are, it just means you think differently. It's all over your chart. So I'm inviting you to go out of the box and create some creative system, either with writing or with art, but in no uncertain terms is a creative ability here. Could be even cooking, for God's sake. But you've got to get your creativity in flow to get yourself out of the stuck place because you're stuck, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling, Angie. You've got homework. Okay. You get yourself in creativity and call me back. I'd love to hear how that story goes for you.
All right, I'll try.
Thanks, Angie. And when she hangs up, the phone number now that you guys get to call is 248-809-3475. Anyone listening out there, I'm going to look at your chart and I'm going to tell you all about you by calling 248-809-3475. If you call right now, Nate's going to get you before the break and then you will get your chart done and then I will tell a story. But meantime, we have the next caller whose name is Steve, who is a Virgo. Steve, are you there? Wow.
Hey, Deborah, can you hear me?
I can sure hear you. Can you hear me?
A little bit. I think you pressed the button or something like that when you hung up on Angie, because I can barely hear you now.
Uh-oh, did I press a button, Nate? Is something wrong? Hello, hello. Is it not
okay,
clear?
Okay, well, I can basically hear you.
It's not that clear. Is that a problem there, Nate? I need a little feedback here. Is the sound okay? Checking 1, 2, 3. Deborah Silverman, you're fine.
I love when they tell me that.
I'm fine. Okay, Steve, how did you find us tonight?
Oh, Deborah, I've talked to you before. I just missed you.
Where did
go? I heard you got a new show, and I wanted to call in on the new show.
I'm so thankful that you called in. Steve, you have a cool chart. When did you call in? On the other show, you mean?
I've called on the other show a long time ago.
Okay, well, if you think I remember all this, I hardly remember my name, and I certainly don't remember where I am, for God's sake. But the good news is, Steve, you have a chart of a very unusual personality. Tell me what you do. I think I remember you all of a sudden. It's coming into my computer desk. Tell me what you do.
For work?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a design engineer.
Exactly. This is Virgo. Uranus rules design and brilliance and Pluto, and you think intellectually at a very precise level, and you are a super independent spirit. And one of your gifts, now I want you to be aware that right now, as we speak, Saturn is sitting on your Mars. Have you felt your energy a little oppressed lately?
A little bit.
Like almost as though you're being a little slowed down? It could go either way. It could feel like you're feeling more disciplined. So it's always one of the other way. Either there's more discipline showing up or there's people getting tired. Which would it be for you?
I would say maybe a little bit more discipline.
Because you have a chart of a philosopher. This is a philosopher king. Like, you should be definitely in the pursuit of spirituality. Is that something that fascinates you?
I told my wife that. I told her I'd be a philosopher.
And then what happened? Did she believe you?
I don't know. She thinks I'm funny.
That's what you are. You're funny. Hello, like me, Sagittarius.
Yeah.
The sun is in Sagittarius. The full moon. We're supposed to be funny. For God's sake, this life is so heavy. If we don't laugh, I'm going home. That's what I tell everybody.
It's a full
if I can't
moon,
find...
and I've been reading about the true node lately, and now I'm curious about that true node, if that really makes sense.
Well, let me see where your true note is. This would be a very interesting question. Your true note, I love that question, is in Aries, at 26 degrees of Aries. So you know what that means? It's so fun. That in this life, you promised that you'd be feisty, independent, and that you always default when you're upset to a codependent, are you okay? That little nicey pie thing. So it's your job this life to be a little feisty. How are you doing with that?
I'm pretty feisty.
Are you feisty and independent?
Yeah, but you've told me that me and my wife are pretty codependent, but we've been really working on that. So
I'm so proud of you. I told you that. See what I say on the radio? And what does that mean for you? We have 3 minutes. I want to hear your definition. Tell me how you describe codependency, because I got a bad case of it. Tell me how you describe codependency.
Codependency, I think in our case is, you know, everything is we, because we spend so much time together. We're very connected. And, you know, we've been up to see you up in Boulder, and so you know us, and we're very connected and very tight.
Oh, my favorite fireman. And I love your wife. How is she doing?
She's beautiful. She's wonderful. She's doing
you're
great.
So in love. It's the best story when you have a love affair. And now you're letting each other be more independent. Did she get a value from working with me in that window of time?
I think she, you know, we both made strides to get better. You know what she told her boss today?
What?
At 1 o'clock, she said, are you sending us home early for Thanksgiving? He says, I didn't even think about it. And she said, well, I'm going home. And she calls me and says, I'm leaving. You're the best.
Yay.
So, yeah,
she went in a I bet you're going to have the best. She's the best cook.
Oh, she is the best cook. We just had
I'm coming to your house. He's going to make, is it vegetarian turkey day tomorrow?
No, we're not vegetarians.
Oh, good. You're going to make a turkey. There goes the turkey.
No, we're very veggie kind of people. We've become very spiritual, and we've done a lot of things. And I'm not spiritual, like, ooh, but very kind of trying to be in tune with everything. And so that's why I'm kind of curious. You know, we've really been working at it this year, ever since talking to you last year and the other things that we've done this year. We're really making strides, and I'm kind of curious if you have any idea of things I should be looking out for. I always think of Thanksgiving as almost really
And we got to go because we have 2 minutes to go. But here's a simple version right now. Discipline is on your window from now, literally from the month of November 2016 through February 2015 to 2016, Saturn is sitting on you. This is the perfect time for you to make a decision, be decisive, and take action because Saturn is there. It only happens once every 30 years, and you're calling me when it's exact degree. So go Google Saturn conjunct Mars. You'll have this on the archives inside of Empower Radio. I'm so glad you called, Steve. And go read about it because you've got the opportunity of the moment to be able to get yourself into a very specific goal and then fulfill it. So I'm going to say the radio show's phone number one more time because we're about to take a break. Steve, I'm so glad you called and I love your wife. 248-809-3475. When Steve hangs up, you guys call 248-809-3475. Taking a break, Steve. Happy Turkey Day. I'm glad you're eating turkey. I'm not. And I know you're a designer. What is wrong with me? I can't believe I didn't recognize you, but now it's all coming back and now it's all going away. We're hanging up. See you soon. Be here right after the break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Larry, mind if I sit down?
Nope.
This coffee tastes like coffee. So what's going on?
Not much.
What's new?
Not much.
Okay, but can you please put the newspaper down while you say not much?
What newspaper?
This newspaper. Oh, dude, what happened to your face? I see one, two,
ow,
three, four, five, six.
Ow.
Dude, what is
ow
this? 11 pieces of toilet paper stuck to your face?
I'm shaving in the dark to save energy. I'm helping the environment.
That's a dangerous way to help the environment.
Well, sometimes you have to sacrifice yourself for the greater good.
Dude, there's an easier and safer way to help the environment without sacrificing yourself. Go green, go public. Take public transportation. It's good for the environment and you won't have to live behind a newspaper.
Wow.
But for now, put the newspaper back up.
A message from the public transportation systems across the country. To learn more, visit publictransportation.org.
I'm home, and I love it. I'm home where I belong. I'm home, and I love it. I'm home where I belong.
It's always nice to come home, but these days, many Americans are at risk of foreclosure and losing their homes. Fortunately, help is available. Making Home Affordable is a free program from the U.S. government that has already helped over a million struggling homeowners, and we want to help you.
I'm home.
I'm home.
And I love it. I'm home.
I'm home.
Find out now what your options are. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE. The sooner you act, the better chance we can help you.
I'm home.
I'm home.
Where I be.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Sassy. Sassy.
This week's episode, Danger at the Old Well.
Last one to the old well's a rotten egg. Ha-ha, I win. Whoa! Ah! Sassy! Johnny fell down the well.
I'm wet.
What, Sassy? You know where Mr. Gunderson keeps his rope? Go get it, girl. What? You'd rather use this time to set people straight about shelter pet adoption?
I'm cold.
People shouldn't be afraid to adopt from a shelter? Because shelter pets are screened for sound, health, and temperament?
I'm wet and cold.
Sassy, what about Johnny? What? Let Johnny sit in the well until he learns to be more self-reliant? Sassy!
What do you say?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
And now back to Tell Me a Story with Deborah Silverman on Empower Radio.
Do, 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 do. Am I back on? Yes? Am I live? I am alive. I am alive. Is that right, Nate? Here I am back on. Yes, I'm alive. It's Deborah Silverman on Empower Radio. You're hearing an astrologer and a psychotherapist, and she's telling people whether they're dead or alive, and she can tell by the sound of your voice. So when you call in, see how Steve was so perky and see how hard it was for our first caller because she was young and She had a hard childhood. It's nothing to be funny about. But then we learn that you're allowed to complain. And then what do you do after you complain? You recover and you get up and you choose your life by the horns. You grab the dog by the horns and you say, come here, I'm going to choose this life. If you don't choose your life, guess what chooses you? Grumpy. Yeah. Grumpy is way more popular than happy. And it's Thanksgiving. And I am telling you, Sagittarius is in the heavens. The sun is in Sag. Saturn's in Sag. I'm here to tell you, because I have Saturn in Sag, that we are built to be happy. My joke is that I am the president of the Jews for Joy Club. Now, I don't have a lot of members. Why? Oi. Does that sound happy to you? Oi. That's what I grew up with. Jews, not by generation, but by generality, they tend to have a heavy lifetime because we were victimized. We were persecuted. We worry. We're an old culture. And so I had to take upon myself to say, I'm initiating myself as the president of the Jews for Joy Club. I don't have a lot of members. However, I do have some that have come in as guests who aren't necessarily Jewish or not, because that's silly, but they are joyful. And I can tell if you're joyful because you know what the clue is? People's face, if you look in the mirror, the happy ones, their face looks up, and the grumpy ones, you can tell when they're relaxed that they have this sour face that you want to go, why? Like, let me just eat. And so your job on Thanksgiving, you guys, I'm telling you, if you go to Thanksgiving and you give yourselves permission to be happy, it's going to make a big difference. Uh-oh, my son has escaped into the corner of the room. There's something to be said about knowing how to have boundaries. Okay, next caller, Sandy. I know why. Is Sandy there?
Yes.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello? Yes.
I'm so glad you called. How did you find us?
Oh, my goodness. I have been watching your videos for quite a while now. And I tried calling last week, and I wasn't able to get through. And I was calling tonight, and I wasn't able to get through. And then I stopped, and I prayed to Archangel Michael to clean and clear my vibration and raise my vibration and to please let me get through. And I dialed again, and the phone was answered.
Do you love that story? They call that magic. Now, if this birth time is right, Sandy, is this really true, 4:26 a.m.?
Yes.
Did you have any health problems last year?
I have multiple sclerosis. I've had it for about 17 years.
And did it act out? Did it get worse last year?
Yes.
Is it getting better now?
Yes.
So there's timing in your chart. You just went through a hard time physically. 17 years you've had it. So when did when did it begin?
What was it, 1998?
And is it the progressive kind or the progressive kind?
No, I have relapse remitting. So I have it in an episode and things go numb and things happen. And then I usually get a steroid treatment, an IV steroid treatment. And then the symptoms regress almost back to where I was, but not quite. So I've been very blessed. I've only been hospitalized once with a really bad episode. All my other episodes have been relatively mild and just, you know, something to get through and, you know, just kind of move on.
Good for you. So last year, was it any more difficult or was it more difficult at the end of like about a year ago?
No, it was just, you know, there was a lot going on and the stress is what brought it on.
And then I got
the treatment and I moved on.
Yeah. So you're allowed to complain when people have MS is something familiar to me. And I always encourage people, you know, people always want to go, no, it's okay. It's okay. And it is okay. But you have to have somewhere once in a while to dump and let negativity. Are you good at that or do you stay positive? How do you deal with your symptoms, with your diagnosis, I should say?
I'm very blessed. I can walk. I can't run so much anymore. I can't feel the bottoms of my feet unless I get a pedicure where I go, they give really good foot massages. So I'm able to get a lot of feeling back. So if I have to wear heels to something, I will get a pedicure that day or the day before so I can actually wear heels. Otherwise, I have trouble keeping shoes on my feet unless they're actually tied.
So interesting. Did you know you were born under a full moon?
Really?
Yeah, just like tonight. Like if you look out tonight, you guys, everybody should go outside. Tonight is a full moon. And similarly, you were born under that because the sun and the moon are exactly opposite. It was just a little few degrees off, but we call this a full moon. And it describes someone who's got very strong mother instinct. Are you a strong mom energy?
Oh, yeah. I always have been, even before I was a mom.
Yeah, that's what it is. Moon in Cancer, the mother, the nurturer, the grounded one that helps everybody. You got three planets in Capricorn. You're like the solid monster who takes care of things. And you are a little bit lacking in fire. So some part of you wants to stand up for yourself, but you're much better at standing up for other people. Am I right or am I right?
Oh, yeah, that's very right.
So
I will
Sandy,
go to the death for other people, but yeah, when it's me, absolutely.
And the good news is you're in this wonderful transition that's now in the last 2 months. It's the end of the physical distraction. I think you're going to notice less stress and a little more ability on your part to be able to really stay focused because you love being able to serve people. All that Capricorn, they're just the givers and the work bees and they get stuff done. And so that physical symptom of MS, while some people can really get captured and identified to their diagnosis, you have this ability to just keep on trucking. And so it's a noble thing when someone takes illness and doesn't complain too much, but deals with the side effects of what it has to be. So good for you for being able to hold both worlds, the optimist or the power, and then still deal with the symptoms. Is it so it's now in remission or is it showing up at the moment?
Every day I kind of take a physical check, usually standing on my kitchen floor of how much of my feet can I feel? Do I need to take some extra vitamins, do some extra B12? You know, what do I need to do? Do I need to go for a walk to kind of get things going? What do I need to do to get me to a good place today?
That's so beautiful. So it's just increased your self-care. You know what? You're the kind of person who wouldn't take care of yourself if you didn't have something to something to push you to do it because you're such a caretaker. So that is often what happens to healers. People that are healers end up forgetting about themselves. I don't know why that is. The people that care don't necessarily, and the ones that don't care so much, they're so self-consumed. I wonder what it'd be like to think about yourself first before you thought about other people. It's not one of my specialties. I have this thing about loving to help other people. But thank you, Sandy, for calling. How did you find us? You've just been following us on, following me on YouTube or on Facebook?
YouTube, Facebook.
I've been entertaining you. I know. I'm such a little ham.
Oh, I love it. But one of my questions is, one of the reasons I have a lot of stress is I've been unemployed for almost 2 years. What is coming up for me?
You know, I can see where that's coming from. It's like you have been forced into humility at the physical level and financially. It doesn't surprise me, but you're being supported. It's not like you, like professionally, I'm going to tell you that the last month, even it should have just started to change. Has there been anything opportunity wise just in the last month?
I have decided to start writing a blog. Divorced and I have an 11-year-old son and my ex-husband and I actually get along very well and co-parent very well. And the school counselor at my son's school, had asked me to teach a class for the parents because my son has adjusted so well to our divorce. We don't call each other names. We don't, you know, we're not mean to each other. We actually have family dinners. We have movie nights. We do things as a family together.
It's so beautiful. It's so Capricorn.
I've decided to start a blog on co-parenting.
There you have it. It's right now. This is your moment. Honest to God, the last month and the next 2 months, you've got Jupiter sitting on your midheaven. It's all about your professional writing and giving advice and being the Capricorn know-it-all because Capricorns always get the right answer. I don't know why, but they're super smart. So go for it because Jupiter is sitting on your head. So this is the time to do your blog. You couldn't be in a better time to increase your ability to give.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Sandy. I'm so proud of you. You're taking on, you know, I had a good family member who actually had MS, and I think there's sainthood in any time there's an illness like that where someone carries an illness. It's what Alice Bailey, the esoteric law was, some people get the karma of having certain things wrong with them, and they do it for all of us. And if you can complain but stay positive, or maybe not even complain, You're doing a role modeling exercise, and you're showing all of us that we don't have to get caught by our limitations. So thank you, Sandy, for being you.
Oh, thank you. And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Okay, so we're going to our next caller, who's got my favorite name, Daniel. And I'm going to say the phone number out loud, so if anybody wants to call in, because that's what goes on, the door opens, and then the phone becomes available. The phone number is 248-809-3475. The number is 248-809-3475. And here comes Daniel. It's one of my favorite names. You know what Daniel means? The judge of God. Now, who in the world judges God? That would be
his
Daniel.
Mom.
The ultimate judger.
His mom.
What?
Her mom.
Whose mom?
The judge of God.
Was the mom?
I don't know.
Daniel, is that you, Daniel?
It is. We spoke last night, but we only had like a few seconds and your show was over.
I love that you got in two nights in a row, Daniel. You got
I'm
the right name.
I'm stalking you.
You're stalking me. Where do you live, Daniel?
Long Beach.
California. I'm in California. It's the weird, wonderful place of California where someone told me that the United States was slanted and tilted and all the nuts mm-hmm. and bolts rolled down into California. Thought that was
well,
kind of
I'm
funny.
Going back to Denver in March for about a year to a year and a half.
You're coming back to Denver?
Yep.
Well, here's the deal. You've got a chart of someone who is very disciplined and focused around your career. You must have a very strong ambition, Daniel. Do you?
Well, my last job I had for 27 years. And now I am working on, I just finished my associate's in psychology, and I'm working on my undergrad in neuroscience. And yeah,
neuroscience.
I need to learn how to play more. Yeah, I'm too disciplined.
You've got such a workaholic in this chart. That doesn't mean that's
oh, yeah.
not fun. I mean, I happen to love my work, so I don't understand why people say don't be a workaholic, but you really have a case of the workaholic. And the shift that's taking place over this next year, you're in a big change. Starting from 2016 to 2019, your world, by 2018-19, your world is radically far away from where it was 3 years earlier. So you're at the beginning this last year. When did you get back to school?
Actually, I've been going online part-time for about 4 years now.
Online. And when do you finish?
I should have my undergrad finished in about a year, and then I'm going to plan on going on to work on my master's and hopefully even beyond that. I'm going to do my bachelor's in cognitive and behavioral neuroscience.
You know, I can just see that the real truth is you just love to study. I mean, you've got a Gemini mind with all this Capricorn. So you're a professional student. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. Because this is the whole thing about astrology is people get to be themselves. How did you find astrology, Mr. Logical?
Well, some time ago, I signed up for astrologyanswers.com. And then I started getting these emails with these videos with this crazy lady and who would just crack me up. And so I checked your website out, and then I thought, oh, one of these days I'm going to have to tune into a radio show, and I kept missing it. And finally I caught you last night, and then you emailed me today about the show tonight. I'm like, okay, right on, Mo. Maybe I can get a few minutes of her time this time.
Good one. So you got the newsletter with the full moon and the announcement that my new website is up. Did you see the new website?
I was probably one of the first people on the new website because because I had been to the old site and earlier, and then I went to the new site or went to again, and there was no site. It was down. And then a little bit later I went and there the new site.
And
was
what'd
up.
You think? What'd you think, Daniel?
Your kudos to your webmaster. Team. Great job.
Yeah, you can't. I don't get any credit. I just said yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. But I am so proud of those guys. They're called the growth gurus. And they really know how to play with the website. So thank you. And yes, you are absolutely a perpetual student. You have something in your chart called a yod. Did I tell you this before?
No.
It's Y-O-D. It's a Hebrew word. It means finger, mm-hmm. and it means you've been pointed at. And in this lifetime, in no uncertain terms, it's about discipline, and it's about being able to really be of value to people at a practical level. So studying neurology or studying cognitive science or learning about the mind and being able to apply it and not just mm-hmm. do Gemini theory, but application. And knowing that you're not going to get old, your chart, you get better as you get older. You were old when you were young, and you'll be young when you were old. Somewhere your father or some kind of oppression. Did we talk about that last night?
We talked about it for like 30 seconds, and your show was over.
That you'd lost a parent at a young age?
No. Well, kind of very much, because my father was an alcoholic, so he wasn't available.
That's what happens to Capricorn, is they don't get early childhood happiness. But the good news is they get better as they get older. Capricorns pay their dues when they're young, and then when they're backwards, they get the freedom. So you're in the era starting this winter. Your whole chart is, honest to God, like if you knew astrology, which would be so fun for you, Daniel. So, hey, I'm teaching an astrology class in January, a beginner's class, apprenticeship. And you can just take for anyone listening, you can just take the one off beginner class. It's 5 weeks long. It's either, there's two options. One is $500 and you get the whole class and you learn all about your chart. And one is double that, $1,000 when I'm there and I look at your chart. But in either case, you get the language and you are so smart. Capricorn, Moon, and Sun in Gemini. Like, this is like a chart of someone that just can eat books. You must go to the library and think you're in church.
No, Kendall and I are going to go down to the courthouse and get married. Because we're Kindle. Never apart.
Well, see, it used to be libraries. Now we have Kindles. What happened to the smell of books?
Well, I guess it's still
going
there.
Away.
But
okay,
it's more
I have
convenient.
One more caller, Daniel. You were definitely a delight, and I'm so glad to know you're out there and that I'm not talking to myself. And
well,
thanks for
booked.
Being on this new show, because Empower Radio with Deborah Silverman, I'm just beginning to get acquainted with you guys, and I'm doing the show because I wanted to see, is anyone really listening? Is anyone out there besides the turkeys who are running away because they know we're going to grab them, eat them, and put mashed potatoes on their head? The poor things. I feel bad for turkeys. No one ever thinks about the turkey. What about the turkey? Okay, we're going to the next caller. Did we throw Daniel off the cliff? I didn't get to hear him say goodbye. I liked him so much. Bye, Daniel. Okay, our next caller is Charisse. What a name. Is that it? Is that correct, Charisse?
Yep, that's it, Charisse.
What a great name. Where did that come from, Charisse?
My mom was pregnant in the hospital, and she was reading an article about Sid Charisse, the dancer, and my dad needed to have my name being a CJR, so Charisse it was.
I remember Sid Charisse. He was not just a dancer, but he was pretty. He was talented. So
no,
Charisse,
no, no, she.
That brings. It's a she?
Sid Charisse was a female.
I know. I so remember her.
She had
okay,
beautiful
Sid
legs.
Charisse. Sun in Aquarius, Moon in Aquarius. Oh my God, you're a double Aquarius. And
yeah, with
Scorpio.
A Scorpio.
Scorpio
rising.
Jeez. So you, this is a psychic's chart. Are you psychic or what?
I wonder sometimes.
You don't know if you are? You don't get flashes and know things that you shouldn't know arbitrarily, random, out of the blue?
Well, I kind of do, but I just figure everybody else does too.
That's because your Mercury's in Capricorn. So you're logical, but I'm here to tell us, don't you know when the phone's going to ring, you go, I know who's calling, or you were just thinking of that person, and they appear?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. And
so
I have a really good sense of people. Like, I don't have to really talk to people or... I just kind of sense people really well, and that's part of
the
work that I do. Yeah.
What do you do, Charisse? What is this double Aquarius with all this? You're so smart. This chart is so smart. Tell me what you do for work.
Well, that's part of the reason I'm calling. I do coaching, equine-assisted coaching, and I also offer drumming and resilience training, and I opened a nonprofit about 4 years ago. And I've been so stuck because if I told you all the things that I can do to help other people, you would think I'm probably making $1 million every month. And I'm having a tough time breaking through on that end. It's like the universe keeps saying, no, that's not quite the right direction. Let's go over here. And it's just like, okay,
So here are two things. Everything's going to change January of 2016. You go through a major shift. It's called Saturn Return. One.
Good.
Two, you are not very, you don't speak English. So when you have, I didn't even understand what you said. Did you say you're an aquatic coach?
No, equine assisted. So what I do is I work with people's, the horse's energy and people's energy, and like veterans that are dealing with PTSD or empowering women, and so, working with horses and people, I help them see their own energy and intention so they can kind
of fix. So the big, I'm telling you right now that your communication skills are very advanced. It's like you talk cryptically because you are so ahead of everybody else, and you need someone to help market you because you got to get back down to basics. Like what this, no question about your talent with the horses, particularly, and being able to see the patterns. You're great at pattern recognition. What you're not good at is where the tires hit the ground around practicality. So you need someone else to come in to help coach you on where do I get this program to be able to be available to women and or people, especially nonprofits, because you're such a humanitarian. Where do I get funded? Where do I show my passion to somebody and therefore get them inspired to want to give to me so I can give to those less fortunate?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make you happy?
Yes. And I've got two books. I've got one book. I've done books before that didn't, you know, do anything as far as selling. But this
you're
last
not
book
the person, listen, you're not a marketer. So the trick is you're the talent.
I'm a marketer.
And you've got genius, but you're not a marketer. And someone that's a marketer can speak the language of what people want and try to translate it into bite-sized bits so they buy it at the price point they can handle. But you're a humanitarian who just wants to give it all. You're a communist.
I had a coach and he said, Therese, you have to stop with the Mother Teresa syndrome. You have to stop giving it away.
Mother Teresa was a communist too. There's nothing I like communists, but you have to be aware that if you're going to market, like your whole issue is how do you play capitalism? How do you play in the world? You know, on my planet, people don't have money. So we'd all give away our skills. I'm like, why do we pay? Yeah. But on this planet, you go and you check in at a hotel and they want your stupid plastic credit card or they won't give you anything to sleep on. So that's how it works down here. Hello, planet Earth.
Right.
And you're... Right. And your job, Charlene, is how are you going to figure out how to translate? So this has been a really big lesson for you, and the transition is occurring in the new year. And if I were you, I would take a time out for the month of December. I'd slow everything down to a halt.
Uh-huh.
Don't misinterpret that things are going slow for you. It's just you're in Saturn return. Can you feel that everything's slowing down?
I can feel that. I can feel everything slowed down. I mean, I haven't had any programs all year because of lack of funding, and I'm going to be closing my nonprofit.
Because you need to ask somebody who's practical. Listen, on my website, there's a book that I'm selling. It's my book. And if you go there, I don't know how to market that book, but I had to go get endorsed by Sting. If you click on the book, you're going to see Sting talk. I had to get someone to come in to do a PR. If I had my way, I'd just give the book away. That's what I do. I give everybody money because I don't really... I just don't care, but that's not the right answer.
How do you get marketing when you're not making any money to pay anybody?
Well, someone's got to be inspired by your work that's had a good experience. Some woman, someone somewhere has had a powerful experience with you, and you say to them, can you help me? Or someone you know is successful, and you say to them, can I give you this for an exchange? You've got to get yourself, this is going to change. I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay.
And we are at the end of our show, but I'm giving you heads up that you are at a turning point. You're at Santa Return. Did you know that?
No.
Anyone between the ages of 28 and 30 or 58 and 60 are right in the middle of a transition that requires them to reduce or limit or stop their old patterns and create a new one. So I'm also the same age as you. And I am now, so I stopped my old system and now I've turned my volume up. So I'm writing a book. And oh my God, if you go on my new website, Deborah Silverman Astrology, it's like, really?
Yeah.
Who could be? It's so cute. I've got two children in my room playing on computers. It's the cutest game. Everybody in the world is stuck inside of a computer, except for us. We are lifetime in your ear. I'm tickling you, and I'm giving you the language that's going to be required. It's called help. You need help, Charisse, with that name, and you can't do it yourself. So I'm going to hang up. I'm so glad you called. I'm so glad you found me, Miss Aquarius, Miss Double Aquarius. Keep reading about yourself, but you have to be honest with you. You don't speak the language of the norm, so you're not making money. If you want to play on the reality's terms, like if you want to make money in this world, which I figured out because I didn't know what I was doing, you give people what they need on their terms, and then they give you money back because they're like, whoa, you gave me just what I needed. But if you don't know how to translate or bite-sized bits or articulate it or market it, beep, this is not working. And marketing is not the gift of the artist, in case you haven't noticed. Okay, Nate, are we done now with the show? It's Deborah Silverman. I'm on Empower Radio. I'm going to take a break for a month because I'm so done talking. And my Saturn return is upon me, and my shoulder has to have some exercises because, God, Deborah, do you ever know how to slow down? Driving around in L.A. looking for a place to stay and getting the wrong, we went into the wrong place. Okay, talk to me soon, everybody. If you're interested in astrology, you go to DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com. If you want to buy my book, it's called The Missing Element. And what's the missing element? What is the missing element? It's compassion for the human condition. And when do we apply compassion? At Thanksgiving, when you're sitting next to somebody you don't like and you go, oh, that's Auntie Susie, and she's so sad, and I'm going to be compassionate, even though I don't want to sit next to her. If everybody practiced compassion for those people that are so weird, life would be a lot better. And now that I'm in Hollywood, I'm going to go look for some people to be compassionate about. Okay, see you soon. Next time, not time, not next time. Ha-ha, Empower Radio, Deborah Silverman talking to me about astrology and Empower Radio. Okay, happy Turkey Day!